Udana.
Yes.
So this is a...
And we're coming to you live from the traditional and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nation peoples. Yeah.
Yeah. This is an emotional episode for us here. This could be the last time.
End of an era.
End of an era. It has been, what?
A year and a half.
A year
or
and a half.
Like a...
Yeah, like 15 months or something.
Yeah.
Like around 15 months. 15 months of learning and playing really good tune.
Yeah. Talking about some good music. Getting exposed to listening to so much music that I wouldn't otherwise have listened to that
I
really
enjoyed.
Dude, I was
dead ass about to pause that question. I was going to say, what has changed in your music rotation? Like, how has your music taste changed since we've been on the radio?
I don't know how much my taste itself has changed. All right, I just feel like maybe I found more songs that scratch the right itches, that scratch like the same itches for me. Like that Miley Cyrus album that we talked about, I hold as like, I really enjoyed that album and I would have not listened to it at all if we were not doing this.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, I don't think I would have listened to it. Like I maybe would have heard Jaded, but that's about it. But I actually listened to the whole thing and I really liked it, so. That was one. Also, the Paramore album is another one that I think about that was really, really good. That I don't think I would have listened to if it wasn't for this. So
that's dope, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite album we talked about? Just
like,
in general.
Just in general?
Mm-hmm.
Utopia.
Yeah. We didn't like break down Utopia.
No.
But Utopia's been the best. Yeah, that's my
favorite.
That
album
since.
Is just so rich in
that
sound.
Album is so crazy.
It's so good.
I love that album. That album really lived up to the hype.
Oh, yeah.
What are some albums that have lived up to the hype here? Maybe not since we've been on, but just in general. We can have like a classic hip-hop conversation.
Mm. Albums that lived up to the hype.
Albums that lived up to the hype.
Damn.
Damn, you went way back. Damn lived up to the hype.
Ago.
I mean, I don't remember Damn being like super anticipated, I can't lie.
I don't know. I remember when Humble Drop, people were freaking the heck out.
That song was crazy.
Yeah, and it was coming on the heels of Good Mad City and A Bit of a Butterfly, so like it has to be great, because the first two things were amazing, and it is great, so that's like just the first thing that came to mind.
The like when I think about albums that I feel like had a lot of like social hype, mm-hmm. like hype within multiple spheres of like not only just like my music buddies, but my like albums that really hyped, like Astroworld comes to mind first for me.
That's the same era.
Yeah,
that's what I just pulled from.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Astroworld lived up to the hype for sure.
Maybe that's just because, like, I don't know. Whatever. That was gonna say something that was false.
Did you listen to Damn when it came out?
No.
I think I was in.
No, I came
freshman in high school.
I came to it like the year after.
So
is
like
when I started getting into it.
But so the songs were still big.
Yeah, they were still like. New-ish, like a year old.
Yeah, that's still pretty new, man.
Black Panther had just come out.
Oh, that's right. That Black Panther tape is dope. That's like 2 years later.
No, I think that's a year after. Pretty sure it's 2018.
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman, for real.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Damn is 2017. I thought Damn was 2016.
Nope. It is not.
Damn is fire. That was a moment. That was for real a moment.
What was the most surprising album that
like,
you've listened
in,
to?
Like that I...
For the show. New
like,
topic.
Just like because it's so out of my normal music palette or because like... Or my expectations were here and they blew it.
I was thinking expectations were low.
Okay. Oh, man. Let me go to our playlist.
Yeah.
Because...
We need to update that playlist. That
oh,
playlist
no.
Is...
I thought you've been up there.
No, I haven't touched it. You were the one who did it.
I was.
Because you're the one who plays the music from your laptop, so.
21 Savage was an album I wasn't, like, super excited about and thought it was really dope.
Mm-hmm.
What album?
The Lil Yachty one comes to mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a guy who... just did something completely You had no idea. How this does guy he follow that up, man?
He I followed it up with Concrete Boys. Have you listened to that?
No.
Damn. School's in, life's in the way. Life gets in the way.
Yeah, life is in high. Well, it was just in very high gear.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
final
yeah.
season and stuff. So I wasn't really listening to a lot of music.
Probably Troye Sivan was like the largest gap between what I expected mm-hmm. and how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like I love that record, and I was not really a Troye Sivan fan. I just like didn't listen to Troye Sivan often before this, and this record like that was the one of my favorite records of the year last year. Mm-hmm. So dope. That's my answer for that.
Yeah.
For like the strangest album we listened to?
The strangest?
Like an album that I would never have listened to, but we did, was that Sam Smith album.
Oh.
I would have never tuned into that. Or probably Paramore either, honestly.
Yeah. For me, like the Six Slack and the gosh, I just forgot his name.
Slick Slack.
Black or whatever.
No, I know.
Daniel Caesar.
You wouldn't listen to Daniel Caesar.
I don't think I would have listened to those if we didn't
Dang.
Talk about them.
What about Afterlife? Dude, we have given Yeet a lot of love. We'll shout mm-hmm. out Yeet one more time. For the one time,
I would
we'll
have listened to
down.
Afterlife, I think. I think you would have, no matter what, indoctrinated me to that. You presented a compelling case.
Dude, I don't know if that case is there anymore.
No, it's a different, it's entirely a new case for Yeet now. But that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's the development of an artist right there. The pitch changes.
They say you keep on evolving. And he is. Should we play some Yeet now? No, I'm kidding. But, I mean, what is your favorite of the new records we listen to? What's your favorite? Of the ones we did specifically for this show.
The recent ones?
Just like, yeah. Out of all of them that we listened to and discussed in depth.
I think Cowboy Carter was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's probably the one.
My mind wasn't there, but yeah, that album was crazy.
It's like very well constructed and put together and assembled.
No, that was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That album was really incredible. It was like, it's hard to make something like that so obvious. Like just how well done everything was so obvious so quickly to me on that record.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so dope.
All right.
What's going on here?
Can you unplug these headphones, please? I couldn't tell if they were plugged in or not. My headphones, I cannot hear you or me in my headphones.
Neither can I. I'm just going with the flow.
Okay, then maybe something's just messed up, but we're sounding fine on the thing.
Oh, then we're boo. That was your favorite, Cowboy Carter.
Of just like the recent ones. Of like
the recent ones, yeah. Of like this term.
Yeah, yeah. Of like this term, that's I think the one.
Yeah. But Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign was fire, too.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about that one.
We did not talk about that.
So, I had to go with something else.
But, I mean, what else can I posit to you? It's only been 9 minutes. It's crazy. I feel like time goes by so quickly. And now we're coming to the conclusion of our time here on the show, or my time here in the studio.
Yeah, no, the show's still going.
The show will. The show must go on.
Yeah, don't talk about it like it's ending.
The show must go on, but this is the last time in the studio. What do you expect to change for the radio show? Anything gonna change?
It's gonna become...
Actually, no. How will your music taste change with me no longer present every day? What's going to change? What do you expect to come back? What's going to go away? Maybe you can talk about how it's changed since we've been doing the radio show.
I think just the way it's changed is I listen to it in a more... I don't know. I think I maybe just listen in like a more like dissecting way now, perhaps. Or like trying to really like... focus about the music and like try to evaluate it sort of as you're listening to it, because I'm trying to like come up with things to say for this, which I'm not sure if I like that development or not, but that's a that's not really a change of taste. That's a change of like how I listen to it. But
no, I definitely struggle with that. I think that it's a negative development. I can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that when like you're listening to music just not to enjoy it, it really changes your perception of it in a strange way and makes listening to music feel totally different.
Yeah, like I think I've had negative opinions. Like the Ariana Grande album was definitely an example of that.
That was such a fire album.
I know, but for me at that time, it just felt like listening to it kind of felt like an obligation.
And dude, so
that
yeah.
And that like tinged it negatively, because when I was going to go listen to music, that was like the only thing I would have time to, like if I was going to have something to talk about for the show, the like limited time I actually had to listen to music, I felt like I had to listen to that album so that I would have something to say. So then I couldn't listen to other stuff.
Fair enough, though.
But I think with the summer coming up and not having to study, and like I might have a long commute. So.
Yeah, that is true. That is a long commute. I'm always in traffic. You know how it be.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
I got the tune going. I'm excited. I'm super excited for the music, so, like music listening this summer.
I think I'll get to listen to more music, which will be good.
Me too. And there's no way to complain about that. Yeah, the summer. I mean, I already talked about how much summertime in music. I really can't even tell you why. I guess I'm a seasonal. I guess my music changes seasonally.
But maybe. It is like a sunnier, happier time, and it's also a time when you have much less stress.
Yeah. And or so, historically.
Yeah, historically, like throughout K to 12, you would have like no stress in the summer.
Yeah.
And so it's just a real nice feeling.
A legendary season. Time.
And it's sunny and the sun's out late and it's just so you have all those like weather benefits and like the sun's out later and you don't have stress, and it's just all those things combined.
Yeah,
makes it a beautiful,
a good
month.
Mindset, a good time.
And some of it is just like the way we organize our society.
Uh-oh, around
like
go.
The Why summer, the summer break being a thing, because it could be any other month, like any other season. You could have like a 2 month winter break, for example. Like it could just arbitrarily be that, and then maybe we romanticize winter in the same way. Who knows?
I mean,
probably not.
I love winter, man. I love Christmas time.
Amazing. Winter is.
I definitely listen to different songs in the winter too. Winter is top two seasons.
Yeah, I don't know if it's one or two, but it's up there for sure.
What's the worst season though? If we rank in season. Give me your podium.
It's fall or spring are kind of the same for me.
Just school throughout your
life.
Yeah,
and also it's just like they're both transitional seasons from like the hot to the cold, so they're both like kind of mid weather and like mid amount of rain and mid amount of cloud and all that stuff, so they're pretty similar. So either of them can be bottom. Maybe we'll go spring because fall colors are nice, so we'll go spring 4 fall 3, 1 or 2 between summer and winter.
But anyways
it can go either way. That one they share. That's like when Jason Kidd and some other guy shared the NBA Rookie of the Year award.
Why? Well, I hate when, sometimes I hate you just when can't, awards are shared.
Sometimes you just can't pick between them.
But yeah, I mean, we talked in depth about summer. We
talked about it last week. So
should we play some tune? We only got one more time of me here. Yeah. Or should we talk? Should we keep chatting?
Mm-hmm. I'm good for either, man.
All right, well. Let's keep the conversation going then. All
right.
We had talked about what we would like to see in the summer because our listening habits changed. So we were talking about how your music taste was going to change now that we weren't going to be in the studio together. Mm-hmm. And you had said, I'm trying to like backtrack here so we can continue that point. And you had said that, I can't even remember what you said, honestly. Something about hitting different itches.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of what, like, this brought was just, like...
Oh, and you're dissecting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Now that we won't be doing this, and maybe we won't even be doing it weekly. It depends on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
How will your listening habits change? Mostly, like, what will be in your rotation? Not, like, how you listen to music, but what kind of music?
I don't know. I don't really expect too much to change, because I kind of listen to what I listen to, and I'll also have the thing that I'm listening to for the show. So I'll have, like, the set stuff and, like, the new thing that I'm focusing on for the week. And so I imagine that'll just sort of stay. Like...
Damn, man, you break it down, break it down.
I don't know.
How you listen to music?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And so it'll probably just stay like that.
Fair enough, man. Like, what kind of music will... Like, I'll definitely... There'll be less rap in my rotation.
All right.
Just because, like, I... Like, you're a bigger hip-hop head than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely listened to plenty, like, the rap albums that we've listened to. I mean, it's definitely been the greatest variety, I think. Just maybe because that's, like, where our genres cross the most. But there's some good records, man. And my opinion on hip-hop and my taste of hip-hop has definitely changed due to this show.
All right.
Yeah. I loved hip-hop in high school, and then I went through a phase where I was, like, really not feeling it anymore. And maybe almost angry at it in an odd way. And so I kind of distanced myself from hip-hop. But you have definitely kind of rekindled some of the interest in hip-hop that had previously went away.
Good.
Like, my opinion on Kendrick has come the furthest. just because.
Mm-hmm. By osmosis.
Yeah, literally. and J. Cole. Definitely my opinion on, like, conscious rap. Conscious rap was not something I ever was super into.
Mm.
But my opinion and my, just the way I perceive conscious rap, I definitely think of it, I definitely appreciate the art in that and the skill in that way more than I used to. Good. But Drake is still my favorite rapper, so.
Well, of course. That obviously hasn't changed a bit.
Obviously. All right, we got to play some Drake then.
Is it time?
And was it inevitable?
Yeah, it was inevitable. It was foretold.
It was foretold?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe we should talk about Drake for a bit. How has your opinion on Drake changed?
A lot.
Yeah.
Before I met you, I had never met anyone who... I was never, like, close with anyone who had Drake as their favorite artist.
Is that rare?
I don't know, but it just wasn't the people I was hanging out with. So, I didn't really have any real other people talking about Drake and praising Drake exposure. So...
Dude, I hope that you listen to some Drake once I'm gone. Like, there's so many. One of the, like, I guess we could maybe we should voice our Kendrick versus Drake opinion one more time, just because that's hilarious that they're finally beefing. But one of the things that I think is so dope about Drake is that, or maybe that's just because I grew up with Drake. Like, that's also huge, I think. Like, one of the reasons I think every Drake thing is good is because Drake is such a key part of my development as a person. And maybe because of that, like, for me, when I think about Drake, I think about how many environments and experiences that Drake is perfect to listen to in. And I don't know if that's... A DJ and I actually talked about this the other night. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, man, like, that's one of the reasons I love Drake. And maybe that's just because I've listened to Drake so intensely. But I definitely hope that you get some more Drake in your rotation, because there's definitely some experiences in life where Drake is... I mean, maybe you'll never feel that way just because of the way you listen to music, but...
Also just, like, the way I kind of feel about Drake.
What, about him as a person?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell us about that, then. What do you mean?
I don't know. I just get the impression just from his music, from, like, his more recent stuff, that I would just not enjoy, like, being his friend.
That That's a crazy thing. Bro, there's no way you think you would enjoy being Kendrick's friend?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know what we would fucking relate on. Sorry, I just said a thing.
You don't know what you would relate on?
I don't know, like, what Kendrick Lamar and I would really have in common. Other than, like, general, like, political views, I guess. And, like, a shared interest in his music.
See, bro, like, Drake and I would have so much to connect on. I feel like there's so many things in life that I feel the same way about that
But I still feel like Kendrick is, like, a decent enough dude, I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know.
Fair enough. Who's going to win this beef? How do you feel about Drake using, like, having Kendrick's friends and idols diss him through AI? How does a Kendrick fan feel about that?
I just feel like it's not a good look to, like, use a dead man's voice and a current living man's voice through, like, a artificial intelligence system to, like, make them say things.
I honestly couldn't tell who the first voice was. I had to go and look it up.
Jeez, oh my.
No, neither could DJ. He was like, bro, I don't know who this is. All right,
well.
Did you know instantly?
Yeah.
Damn.
I think I might have seen that somebody, like, meant that be a thing I read online before, though. Before listening to it.
Damn,
so.
Okay. I guess I don't listen to enough Pac.
But I also have listened to a decent, like, not a lot of Tupac, but enough to know what he sounds like.
Are you a Tupac or Biggie guy?
They're both cool. I don't know.
Are you an old, I feel like you're a big old school. Are you not a big old school rap guy?
Not really.
Damn.
Like, I like listening to, like, the hits, but I haven't, like, gone in, like, the deep albums. I did listen to Born to Die, the one, like, Biggie Smalls album that he released when he was alive.
Yeah.
I listened to that on a plane. Like, that's got some cool songs.
You listened to that on a plane?
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah. But then there was, like, a sex skit in the middle of it, because that's just what rap albums in the 90s had. It was a sex skit in the middle of the album.
And that turned you on the record?
and then I was like, what the heck is going on here? Like, I thought it would just be a short little bit at the end of a song, but it just kind of dragged on. I was like, what is this? It turns out that's just that was just common.
You were, dude, that's crazy. I mean, dude, you probably know how I feel about old school hip hop. I definitely see the appeal and the absolute value it presented at the time in particular. But I just really do not find the tempo of that music enjoyable. That's, like, my, like, largest gripe with that old school hip hop.
Yeah, that's fair. A lot of it does have a weird tempo, which is maybe why I stick to the hits.
Okay, so you do feel that way as well.
No, because you do feel that way about a lot of songs. Because, like, it'll be hard to hear their voice, like, through the beat sometimes and stuff, too. And it's...
That old school mixing, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love it, man. I love it. But anyways, how many Drake projects did we talk about on this? Her Loss and For All the Dogs? Two, man.
No, we didn't even talk about Her Loss.
We didn't?
No, we didn't. That came out in November.
You're right. That came out. October. We didn't know. Yeah.
Or December, whatever.
Damn. That's crazy.
So we didn't talk about that.
So what are your thoughts on Her Loss? We're about to play a song off Her Loss.
Her Loss was good.
Yeah, Her Loss was dope.
I enjoyed Her Loss.
What was your favorite song off Her Loss?
Like, dude, it's definitely the first 2 minutes of the song we're about to play. Like, just that portion.
It's so good. This is peak Drake, bro. Peak Drake.
Like, some of the rap songs at the beginning are good. I forget their names. Like, Back Outside Boys is fun.
Yeah, that's a cool song.
And Millions, the one with Travis
Scott.
Oh,
yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah, I love that song. That song is super dope.
There's a bunch of, like,
I don't really like the solo Savage ones. Jumbotron, she poppins on that.
Yeah.
I love that song.
3 a.m. in Glenwood's good. Solo Savage song.
Yeah, it's.
But I like that stuff.
I know, when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is going to be, like, Drake's so clever for switching up the timepiece.
Yeah.
Like, I forget what he calls them.
Diary Drake.
Yeah, like the Diary Drake songs. I forget what he called timestamp songs, I think. Mm. Dang, maybe we'll have to play a timestamp Drake song too. I think we should play a little bit of, like, a while of music here.
Right.
Like, we each play, like, two songs. play some stuff we've always wanted to play or something we're really enjoying.
Yeah.
From there we'll keep the conversation going. Yeah. But we'll start with some Drizzy Drake. Because we talked about playing the song. We've talked about playing the song on the radio for a while now.
Yeah.
It's mostly like satirically, honestly.
But it's still pretty good.
But it's an awesome song. This is peak like R&B Drake. We're of course talking about Hours of Silence off of Her Loss. So we're going to play the first half of Hours of Silence.
Yeah.
Because it's like a 7-minute song.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to play the first half. Actually, I forgot why we said we were going to play the first half. It was kind of a comic.
Because the first half's like the best part of this. It's the best part of the song.
Yeah.
And then
wait a minute, should we even play this song?
What do you mean?
Think about the chorus.
Well, oh yeah, but like
I didn't even think about that.
It's censored though.
We did.
There's a censored version of it.
There is.
But you know that might actually be a lot of censoring though.
Yeah, because we have gotten in trouble actually.
Yeah.
All right.
This could be interpreted in the same way. Yeah, you're right.
No, yeah, we're going to refrain from doing that. So that's a shame.
That's unfortunate.
Maybe we'll play it at the very end. The very, very end.
Before the chorus even gets started.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We should still play some tune.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just play some. As we're getting in the summer, I'm going to play some songs that are definitely going to be in my summer playlist.
All right.
And I'm going to try to put you on at the same time.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with a song by Lucky Day.
Right.
Who you know I'm a big fan of. I don't think Lucky Day gets enough love. So we're going to play some new Lucky Day.
Right.
R&B God, Lucky Day. This is his new single. We're all plugged in.
Yep. We're
ready
all,
to go.
We're all
right.
Turned up and ready
this
to go.
Is Hurricane by Lucky Day.
Make it easy. No, I take it to the top floor, baby. If you down with this complexion. Two steps. Complexion don't mean a thing. It's a solo fly. Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo fly.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Give a f*** about your complexion, I know what the germ has done. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field. But I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if Mass are listening, cover your ears, he about to mention complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
It's a solo fly.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo fly.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Brown skinned, a bunch of blue eyes. Tell me your mama can't run. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field. Girl, I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if Mass are listening, I got the world attention. So I'ma say something that's vital and critical for survival of mankind. The feline color should never rival. Beauty is what you make it. I used to be so mistaken by different shades and faces. Then Wick told me a woman, this woman loved the creation. It all came from God, then you was my confirmation. I came to where you reside and looked around and seen more sights for sore eyes. Let the willy Lynch theory reverse a million times with complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
It's a solo fly.
Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo fly.
Ain't talking woo-ha. Need a paradox for the paradox. They tutor like two tides. LL, you lose 2 times. If you don't see your beautiful in your complexion, it ain't complex. To put it in context, find the air beneath the kite. That's the context. Yeah, baby, I'm conscious. Ain't no contest. If you like it, I love it. All your earth tones been blessed. Ain't no stress. Jigaboos wanna be. I ain't talking J. Mm-mm. I ain't talking B. I'm talking days we got school, watching movie screens, and spike your self-esteem. The new James Bond gon' be black as me. Black as brown hazelnut, cinnamon, black tea. And it's all beautiful to me. Call your brothers magnificent, call all the sisters queens. We all on the same team, blues and pyrus, no colors ain't a thing.
Barefoot babies with no care. Teenage gun told us that don't play fair. Should I get out the car? I don't see Compton. I see something much worse. The land of the landmines, the hell that's on earth.
I wanna hit you back on purpose. Never said that I acted perfect. I'm too far, I'm across the boat now. Ain't been the same since I left my hometown. I've been thinking about moving by you. It's been nice having somewhere to fly to. I like your clothes and the way they draping. It's been nice cause I know that you like it. You like it. Like I do, like me. conversation. By the end, I was losing patience. Why you going out your way to hide me? Every night that you spent beside me. It don't matter if my head is working. Ain't been picturing another person. It's been hard cause we're making money. It's still nice cause I know that you like it. You like it. Like I.
Charging little finesse. We was in the field placing bets. Still getting chills in my flesh. Taking karma, turning to success. Third bread and Pluto, nothing less. 20 drivers parked at the jet. Whipped the founder to the project. The before this on a no confess.
We don't trust you. We don't.
Smiling faces.
We don't trust you. We don't.
We don't trust friend.
You. We don't trust you. No, no, no. We don't trust you, no, 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 no. We don't trust you, no, no, no. We don't trust you, no, 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 no. We don't trust you, no, no, no.
Trust is a mother.
Hey, young Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. Hey, young Metro, don't trust you. Hey, young Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Hey, Ren, all over you.
fake written all over you. Hater written all over you. Fake written all over you. Yeah. Trust is a mother.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sienna!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
This is Kristen Carter. My debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty and the seasonal nature of life. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music. Visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music for more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
I just wanna feel alive. Take a moment, do some more than just survive.
So do you body wanna
walk? MRG Live presents the moving, heartbreaking, and inspiring Hannah Wicklund, live at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, May 4th, with local group Brat Boy. With media comparisons to Alanis Morissette and Stevie Nicks, you don't want to miss out. Get your tickets now at admitone.com.
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
You're not going to find a player like him anywhere else. And we're back, and we're back, and we back. Back on the air.
After 15
playing
more minutes.
Some music.
Some good tune.
15 more minutes here.
15 more minutes in the stew.
Yep.
What are some things you wish we did more of on this show? I wish we played more music. I wish we had more time.
Yeah.
And two.
We wanted more time.
We did want more time.
2 hours is a kind of hard to find, though.
Yeah. And that would have been every 2 weeks. I like every 1 week. I wish we could come on more, honestly.
I like the once a week.
Fair enough, man. But I wish we played more music. We started to play a lot more music when we realized we should be. We were low-key talking too much, playing one song off this, one song off that.
I don't know. I didn't mind that. But
the music
episodes are nice to throw in there.
Yeah. Yeah, those are a rather new addition to the show, but those were good. We had a couple guest episodes.
Yep, those were fun.
Some good runs, man.
Mm-hmm. I think something that would have been interesting to do is, you don't get the emails for some reason, right?
No, I get them.
Okay. You see like the interview opportunities that they send out?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like that would have been interesting to do one of those,
Oh, I never even saw that. You should try that. I would have loved to. I would have loved to do that.
Fuck. Sorry. Damn it, I did it.
No,
again.
I definitely don't get those. I just maybe get the big emails.
All right.
I only get emails from Ciara.
Yeah, I get it from her as well.
Okay.
Or from them as well. But. Yeah.
Dang, that would have been dope. We'll have to do some stuff like that.
Sorry.
No. No need to apologize, man. Life gets busy.
That would be a cool thing to do. Maybe next time you're in Vancouver, we can figure it out. If there will be a next time.
Yeah, I'm coming up for graduation.
Well, yeah. Maybe there's something in May. Who knows?
They'll definitely be more tuning me. I'm curious how you'll perceive albums without me, because you're only going to hear my opinions on the radio now.
True.
Maybe I'll probably say, like, yo, this is fire, check this out, but we're not going to, like, sit and talk about them.
Yeah.
I wonder how if that'll change anything.
I guess we'll find out.
Do you think it will?
Yeah, a bit, probably, because I'll just be, like, thinking about it. Like, just talking about it less means you're just going to think about it differently.
Because
you're not engaging with it in as varied of ways. But maybe that would also lead, because I feel like sometimes we find out that we have a disagreement on an album, and then I think we like talk about it off air, and then by the time we're in the studio, we're like kind of consensus. We've already like seen the other person's opinion on it. With us not living together anymore,
the content could be better.
Yeah,
that's dope.
It could be more.
And we'll start next week. We'll start next week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should talk about Taylor.
Yeah.
That's a good one to start off with without letting each other know how we feel. Maybe not the 30 record one.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, 36 is.
But I think she broke a bunch of records again, dog. What is it called?
Course.
Tortured
Poets Society Department.
Where do you run from?
Yeah. I haven't listened to a second of that album yet. So.
Really?
No.
I've liked what I've heard.
Good.
Yeah, the Tortured Poets Department. with features from Post Malone and Florence the Machine. That is so dope, bro.
Yeah, I like that Post Malone's there.
Same. I also like that there's few features.
She's usually few features, though.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
I feel like it's just going to... features. Albums are going to become less and less feature-heavy.
Well, I feel like pop albums usually aren't feature-heavy.
No, yeah, those only ever have, like, one or two.
Yeah.
Hip-hop is, but it's more collaborative.
Exactly. So I feel like hip-hop will stay feature-heavy.
Yeah.
Because that's just the nature of the genre.
The landscape of hip-hop has changed so much. That's probably our greatest call-out on the history of the show.
Yeah, definitely.
I was calling that hip-hop was about, the bottom was about to fall out.
Mm-hmm. That it, like, was falling out.
Yeah, that I pretty much said it had fallen out.
Yeah.
That's definitely my proudest moment on the radio.
Definitely.
That was crazy that ended up coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that, like, extensively.
Yeah, because that,
like,
was...
Those were some of our better episodes.
Because that was, like, after we went to the Yeet concert, I think we had that conversation.
Yeah, dude, that's what made me realize.
So that was, like, April?
Mm-hmm.
Or late March or something?
I don't remember.
Around then. And then, yeah, and then, like, in October or something, November of this year, I'm seeing, like, hip-hop is dying. Like, YouTube video
essays. Yeah, why hip-hop? By, like, pretty accredited guys, too.
By, like, big YouTube channels. And it's like, we were on this.
Yeah, we were on that.
I think April.
It is, the pendulum is fully swinging out of hip-hop now, I think.
That's, like, fine.
I don't think hip-hop... Yeah, it's just
that's just the
works.
Way this goes. It'll swing back.
Eventually, it'll swing back.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you think. It never swung back to rock, but maybe just advances in technology pulled... Like, it never went back. Like, it was rock for, what, 40 years?
Mm-hmm. And like, then for most of...
Most of the 50s... Most popular. Of the 20th century.
Yeah, exactly.
And it never swung back. But I definitely feel like raw hip hop is probably not.
It might
not
be more cyclical now, though, because of technology.
I think it is. I think it will be more cyclical. Like right now, it feels like the top is like dance pop.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
it's
in
really
like,
good.
It's really good. It's great. Like I think I mean maybe I'm wrong, but if we looked at streaming now, hip hop is not the number one genre. Just no. Getting numbers.
Well, probably not.
I wonder if
there's not been that many big records.
No, because there's just not that many big artists. That was the conversation we had. Like, how many rap artists, when they drop, are you going to, like, see it and really be excited to listen to it?
Not a huge amount.
Right? There's way more pop. And it was definitely the other way for me. I mean, now probably 6 years ago, but...
Sure.
But like obviously when Drake drops.
Also country's gotten way bigger too.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if country's kind of a too niche of a thing. Like country really, like where you live really determines if you listen to country.
That's
like,
true.
Like not geographically, but experience wise and people around you.
I think where you live matters.
I mean, I know people who love country in LA, bro.
Yeah.
But it's because of where they live in LA.
Okay.
And like the kind of people that are around them. Like, I don't know anyone from the coast, like, or like anyone from like South Central who listens to country, just because you won't come across those experiences.
True. I feel like country music kind of works in Canada.
No, yeah, it works in Canada and the US. I would love to know how country music stars do when they like tour Europe.
True. Like, I feel like those are people who are just like, they just like the sound, and it's not about like some sort of connection.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Dude, have you seen those videos where it's like Lil Pump goes to like Singapore and sells out like 20,000 seater arena?
You'll love to see it.
That's crazy. That's so dope. Europe, man. Europe still wants that rap. I mean, not Europe. I think Asia is like where the huge market for like some of those guys. It might be Europe.
Yeah,
though.
Probably just because they probably don't get a lot of those people.
No, definitely not.
So the few American artists that do come over, it's like, oh my gosh.
No, totally. It's
probably a big deal. And then it's Lil Pump.
I mean, Lil Pump did his thing. I can't lie, there were moments in my life where Lil Pump made the moment.
Oh yeah.
Those house party mosh pits, man.
I was not in those, but
damn,
there was times when Lil Pump was real nice. Like there was brief moments where it was like, there might be something, and then followed by absolutely not. But
no, yeah, it,
he had there was something. You were striking the match, and there was sparks.
I mean,
flying.
I didn't feel that. I just thought it was good for moshing.
Well, maybe that's
that's what you mean.
Maybe that's what I
mean.
Dude,
the SoundCloud rap era was crazy.
Yeah.
We're officially out of that.
Oh, yeah. That's been over.
When did that end? 2020?
Yeah. COVID probably killed it.
Yeah.
Because you just couldn't maybe, like, congregate around it in the same way.
That was, what, 2015 to... probably, like, 2015 to 2019-ish.
Yeah. Good run.
That was like, the formative sound for me for a while. Because that was, like, Lil Uzi, Trippy Red... Mm-hmm. We were still listening to Drake, obviously. But, like, X, I want to say, is considered SoundCloud.
Definitely.
21 Savage, like, came out in that era.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think he was SoundCloud.
But he still fit the mold.
Yeah. Mumble rap mold.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. You know, that it died when TikTok songs. Like, TikTok songs kind of took SoundCloud rap's place.
TikTok songs became the new SoundCloud rap.
I think so. Like it, like those songs that were just instantly popular, and it was just more of like a kind of song, more of like the sound of the song,
yeah,
more than the qualities of the song.
Well, I feel like the sound of the song was also a huge reason why mumble rap was, or why SoundCloud rap was popular.
Yeah,
and that stuff like that. Don't
Cardi's still huge.
Yeah, people weren't listening to Playboi Carti because of the words.
Dude, I love Playboi Carti.
Yeah, because of the atmosphere.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Oh.
I was saying because of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Did you think of why? I thought why people... No. I meant like the environment of where you listen to it.
Okay.
Not
how... what the song actually
yeah,
is.
Yeah, not like what the content of the song is.
Okay.
Because that's obviously insanely subjective. People interpret everything differently.
No, but just like... Okay, sure. Whatever.
Cardi, man, hopefully that comes out this summer. That would be super dope. For me, at least, I would really, really enjoy that.
I could enjoy that.
Yeah, deep voice Cardi, man.
I've been liking it.
Oh, yeah, I've been really liking it. I really like a couple of the YouTube releases, too. I damn near love a couple of the YouTube releases.
Good. Good for the boy. Hopefully he can...
The boy? We ain't talking about Drake.
Good for Playboi Carti. Hopefully it actually comes out. His fans are hysterical, so shout out to them.
Yeah, his fans are the greatest.
The people on the Reddit.
Cardi stands, bro. The Vamps. They're not the Vamps anymore. We're going to have to call them something else.
The guy on TikTok who speaks in, like, Cardi slang words.
Cartes. I mean, Playboi Carti, man, people shit on his... or people dislike his music, but he's... proven to stand the test of time.
Somehow.
Which is the damn hardest task to test of time.
Because he's cultivated a rabid, loyal fan base.
Yep. I mean, I really enjoy him. I'll listen. I'm going to listen. I'm going to make time for his album, for sure.
Sure. And there's people like you. And there's... But the thing that the reason why he's still around and still popular and still why, like, he's someone you're curious to hear, probably, is because of just the rabid, dedicated fan base that he has.
I mean, for me, it's more about the sound. Fair like the actual.
But that like creates the excitement.
That's
the memes,
a good point.
And
yeah,
the
yeah, it's the whole. It's everything. It's the mystique. It's definitely the mystique.
Creates like everything. Like the humor of Playboi Carti comes from the way like people make memes about him and stuff.
Definitely, one of the worst shows I've ever been to though. It was.
Yeah, because he just gets up there and screams as his song.
But I'm talking about like the crowd.
Yeah, people just jump and swing around.
The crowd was just crushing. Anyways, we got 3 more minutes. I guess we still don't have to play Hours in Silence yet, but what a ride it's been. This was the dope thing to do, man. I'm definitely super glad.
This was the right idea.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this, like, we were thinking of doing a podcast before we did this. Just, like, recording it in your room. But this is so much better because I was accountable to other people.
Yeah.
To, like, do a thing. Because, like, I'm not, it's not just, like, our YouTube channel with one subscriber or something. It's CITR. It's, like, an institution. Like, it's a legit, like,
there's a bar. There's a...
It's a legit thing.
There's a bar to be matched.
Yeah, so you have to actually try to do a good job and, like, be on it every week and do it because...
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Because you got a thing above you, kind of. Because, like, I've tried... I mean, granted, I was, like, 12, so maybe that's why it didn't work out. But, like, I tried doing, like, YouTube videos, like, once a week type of thing when
what?
I was, like, 11
that's
and 12.
Dope. I think everyone probably did that.
Yeah, but, like, I had ideas about doing that, but then I never would because I just wouldn't feel like making a video or, like, think about making a video.
Oh, yeah, that's the grind set wasn't there, man.
Yeah, probably because I was, like, 12 years old and I wasn't trying to, like, grind YouTube videos. But regardless, the thing, I was still, like, kind of annoyed about that I kept doing that or I noticed it was, like, a pattern of behavior. And I was like, well, and I think part of it was just that I wasn't accountable to anything but myself for that. That's why deadlines motivate me, maybe. My deadline's, like, my biggest motivator.
I mean, I think that's most people, man.
Yeah. Because you need to be accountable to something other than yourself to get it done.
Lessons learned. Wisdom spoken. And with that, we'll give ourselves some time to play our favorite Drake song.
There's 5 seconds left,
actually. Oh, well, then, with that... We are Music's on the Menu.
Thank you for listening.
I'm Hugh Dana.
We will be back, but not in studio anymore.
Which you won't even be able to tell the difference, but...
Well, no, I think they will. The audio quality might be...
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I'm unable to tune in from where I am, but...
What, you can't...
Oh, I can online.
Yeah. CITR.ca/Music's on the Menu, baby. Let's get it.
There it is.
Put it in your Instagram bio, boy.
I should.
I've had that in there the whole time. And
have you?
Yep. Yeah, you've not put it in. Anyway, thank you for listening.
From the Tec-Texan Marsh in unceded Wasonic territory. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com.